your name?
Shawty, what your name is?
What's your name, man?
Shut up. Good evening, everyone. It's your host, Model Angela.
What's up? It's your boy, Freddy J.
How y'all doing? How you doing, Freddy? I'm saying y'all like somebody else on top of you.
All right, I'm doing okay, man. What's up, everybody? What to do? What to do? Yes, how was your trip in L.A.? I know you was turning up.
L.A. was pretty much awesome.
So, did you, like, go see the L.A. Devils?
Nah, see the L.A. Devils. And look, this is so mad. Like, after we got home, like, I was right down the street from the convention center, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to go. After I get home, I see that McKinley posted a picture at the convention center. I was sick, okay? Sick.
Don't you feel silly.
Oh, I am so hurt. You don't understand.
You know he loved me.
It was just like so many people, and I don't really do people, but I didn't know that, you know, he was gonna be there.
But you try to get to your love, you gonna do love what happens perfect way, and you would do anything to get to your love.
But it was just so many people. Like, if I would have known he was gonna be there, I probably would have stalked the place out until he got there. But I didn't. I didn't even see anything saying that he was going to be there. Yeah, that really sucks.
You should take a chance. See, while you was there, because you there, you might as well take a chance. See, so I don't know what's going on with you, but you know, I'm
yeah,
a number
I
girl.
I need to
so
do better.
Huh?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I ain't done that to you in a while,
sick.
So you know. You
make me sick. You get on my nerves.
I'm gonna need, I'm
How was
need
your
Kermit
weekend?
To be on chill mode. He Kermit been cracking me up all freaking.
You know what?
Up.
I'm sick of Kermit, okay? Because he been cutting up. He's been doing disrespecting people, telling all the secrets, just going ham on people and they horrible lives and relationships and such. But hey, he ain't lying.
Hey, he do be saying some real stuff, man. That'd be. Kermit is that dude. I think I got Houston online too. What's up, Houston?
Maybe nothing.
Maybe that's not Houston. She's sitting there looking at me crazy. I'm leaving a line open though, because you know how they be doing me. They be like, oh, what's up?
Cool beans. So, can y'all believe that I didn't get to watch Hit the Floor? Like in real life, I woke up this morning and I thought it was Monday. That's how rough my weekend
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Stop judging my life, Betty. Stop it. Stop it.
I'm gonna put Kermit on this mother next. Kermit up next. Kermit's gonna start roasting Kermit up next.
Don't be ugly. Don't even be ugly. Before I forget, I guess I'll let you know what the topic is for today's discussion. And the topic is the parent at fault when a child is kidnapped? And this has nothing to do with anybody personal or anything like that. It's just like it's been a lot of missing kids lately, kidnapping, you know, all this different kind of stuff. So, like, you know, who is the blame in the situation that your child is kidnapped or your child goes missing? We'll go into that later. And no, I don't know nobody who child got kidnapped.
Mm-mm-mm.
Just to throw that in there for y'all. So, say, what was your weekend like?
How was my weekend? Oh, man. Let's see. My weekend was full of working hard. That's pretty much what it was. Like trying to get this stuff ready for the magazine coming out. So it's been a headache and a half. Like this one's been like the biggest headache. Ah, the biggest headache. I had to scream.
Really?
That's
yeah,
how
to get
it
that
feels.
Scream out. Ah, I'm don't even know why you let me hear you scream like that, because that was the wackiest scream ever.
Because people are on CPT, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah. People, you must do better. When magazines have submission deadlines, they're there for a reason. It's so we don't have to deal with the last-minute headache. And what do you guys do? Whatever the hell y'all want to do anyway. But if y'all was paying for some stuff, it'd be completely different.
So exactly. Don't nobody, Angela, thank you. Can you repeat the fact because exactly, when people pay for stuff, oh, they be on. I won't say that either because
they harassing you.
They
were
a little bit late, but they still had it in. Yeah, they were moving a little late though. But heck, when you paying, I'm a little more lenient. My headache is a little less. But that's crazy. It's funny. I'm putting it on blast. Yes, I can say it on the air because that's what I do, and it's true. Carly Rae actually wants to be in the magazine. That's funny.
What?
Like, she, like, saw the magazine and was like, oh, I want to be in the magazine. Like, her people, like, hit us up and was like, tell me they want to be in it. So,
that was
like, an interesting conversation, you know. That's what I'm saying, you know. It's crazy. And I've been telling people, man, like, it's kind of like I was talking about, like, last week's show, like, celebrities, and they are still people, man. You talk to them like people, you're going to get people stuff done. When you act like
true.
A fanatic, I'll put it like this. When it's time to handle business and you, like, on this extra fan stuff, when it's, like, time to handle business, of course they're going to, like, bump you upside the head with something crazy or whatever. But you know how to get the gap, you can make some stuff happen. Telling people, man, don't doubt your inner self, man. You really try and put your heart to it, you can do it.
That was an inspirational speech from Teddy J tonight on Cleveland.
Yes. And Angela, you know, I usually don't be hitting on you, but that good guy woman, the dang side boob that we saw on Closet Karma, ma'am.
You are so childish.
Yes. Hallelujah. Can we give some applause for that, please? Thank you.
Ooh,
I was alive. I was taking the side move action. But then I came back to Earth and said, I'm being good. That's Angela at the end of the day.
I really like that top. That top is pretty awesome.
It's all right. You mean?
The lies.
Oh, Lord. Oh, did you watch the BET Awards? Because that abomination, therefore, was called the BET Awards.
You know, I watched some of them, not all of them. They were quite interesting. That whole Beyonce video thing, that was pretty funny.
Some of that Mamrex performance?
Yeah.
It's not real. It's memories. Like, come on.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Like, people were really waiting on Beyonce to show up and show out and were highly disappointed.
She got us, man. How's she going to stream? She streamed the whole performance from Netflix. That's wrong as hell. Like, on the new Black Girl, and they're like, we're going to interrupt your regular programming of Orange is the New Black to show Beyonce performance. Like, what y'all doing, Netflix? What are we doing? Oh, man. I didn't come for Usher and that Daniel Boone hat either.
Say it again.
I didn't come for Usher and that Daniel Boone hat he had on his head.
Stop it. Let him live. You know who August and Chris Brown?
August, I've seen him.
And Chris Brown's performance. I kept seeing people talk about it, but I didn't actually see it. So I'm
going to
have to watch
this. This nigga, he the only nigga I've seen ever, and I did call him a nigga thing. Chris Rock says it best, and he even says it on the show, but he says it a lot. He said one of his stand-ups, he said, there's black people and there's niggas. That nigga, August Alsina, was sagging in a suit. I was so done with him. Like, who the heck sags in a suit, bro?
How
really?
Do you
sag
in
a suit?
Yeah, that's not cool.
That's not.
I mean,
there's probably girls on social media eating it up. Oh, he looks so cute. Like, they just, oh, they're so stupid. God, my head just hurt to think about it all over again.
Yeah, that wasn't cool. And everybody was making a big deal about Nikki's speech. I don't feel like she said nothing wrong. Me.
She was coming for people. She was on that same mindset that Chris Rock was on. They was on the no chill zone. They was coming for heads, and they did not care. They were completely unfiltered. They was, hey, whatever came to mind, they said it.
Well, you know, Chris Rock kind of has to do that because he's not really that funny to me. So, like, him just being brutally honest about people was probably, like, the best that he could do. I think it was necessary.
He's always been very known for, like, being very open and coming for heads.
Yeah.
Yes, he does not hold back. And he definitely
did not.
That's a good
thing, especially when hosting a
war
show.
Yeah, because it's kind of different. Like, yeah, because you don't get the same old boring. I like to see people come heads being came for every now and then.
Interesting.
So yeah, shout out to Chris Rock for being on No Chill Zone. Shout out to Nicki Minaj for being in No Chill Zone. Shout out to my boy Usher for having that. Daniel Boone. Elmer Fudd. I'm hunting for Rabbit's hat on. Shout out to my boy Pharrell for having on them goddamn UGG boots.
Yeah, I heard about that. He childish.
Shout out to that nigga Busta Rhymes. Look like the Incredible Hulk in the Candyland hoodie edition.
Why is he so fat now?
Because he probably was on steroids. You know how them steroids do, man. When, after a while, they must blow you up like the Incredible Hulk.
Dang, that sucks.
Shout out to Team Natural. You know, you do it right, you get good. You know, I ain't like super cut, but, you know, your boy Sonny J, you know, been on his weight loss game and getting toned up, and let's just say, looking starting to look very appealing.
Childish.
Yes. Oh man. Like, who else? Oh, Rick Ross had lost. Cause Rick Ross recently lost 100 pounds. So I saw he was on the pre-show. You can definitely tell right away that he lost some weight. So big ass.
You can see it in his face a lot.
Yeah, I saw it in his belly. Cause his belly wasn't out as much.
Well, of course, but, I mean, usually a lot of people lose weight, like, in their face, too. That's how I first noticed his face.
Yeah, but, when you first start losing weight at first, it hits your face real hard. And then after a while, your face starts to kind of catch up or kind of blend with the rest of your body and gets used to it. But I think, like, your face always gets, like, hit real hard at first because of the shock. They're like, whoa, I'm losing weight right now. What's going on? So, yep. But, see, that being said, man, it's about that time. About to go to some music. What am I going to play first to be ratchet? I'm going to be very ratchet. I'm going to take it back. I take it back.
I'm kind of scared.
You know, this is what they did to me. This is what they did to me in the wars. They got me ready to go make a call. I'm about to call somebody up right there and there, which I kind of did. And then, you know, because it was getting real. All right, so we'll play this 90s R&B classic. Y'all know the day song. We'll be back after this.
Mm-hmm. you. Yeah, and it's true. Lottie's got tickly deep. Do you believe in a girl like me? Sonny, she's the one for you to be with. But when I'm caught all alone, I start testing. It's a state of depression. And then the thunderclouds start moving. I begin to wonder, do you still love me? But after that, my whole world is beautiful.
Supposed to be doing this. I want you to tell her. Say this right here. This is what I want you to say. Say this right here.
I ain't worried about your man.
Uh-huh.
Gonna make love tonight.
And ladies, if you don't care, I want you to say this.
Boy, I ain't worried about your mama, man. I wanna make love tonight.
And fellas, you act to this right here, for real. Act
is
this.
There any room in your pants? I wanna make love tonight.
And ladies, if you're willing to go down, let it go down.
So grab me.
Right there.
And we gon' make love tonight.
And y'all gon' get it on for sure. Do that.
Oh,
okay?
We back. Angela,
yeah.
All right.
What's going on, people? What's going on? Let me tell you something. I'm late, but I am here. I am dedicated. And just to give a quick shout out to all the fans and all the listeners and the callers. Like, I love y'all so much, but sitting got me feeling some type of way at work because, like, you just don't be playing there. You don't do Pretty Willy like that. Like, Pretty Willy is like, yeah, it's about to, like, yeah, you're supposed to be getting it on after that Pretty Willy. Like, you wrong for that, man.
He's talking about playing ratchet music.
What's going on, people?
I am here.
And it worked because I'm here. It got me wired up now. I'm ready to go, you know, both ways, radio and sexual. So, you know, I'm here. I'm sick. I don't know why I'm sick, but I am sick. And, yeah, what's going on, man? I miss y'all, though. I ain't going to lie.
That's pretty much it. You got a summer cold?
What?
You got a summer cold. That sucks.
I got a hot cold.
I know, and it sucks too. But hey, that ain't gonna stop nothing because man, you played that Pretty Willy. Man, I need it. I need to sweat this out, and that was the beginning of my night. And like, I'm ready to sweat it out, man. I'm ready. Thank you, Sadie. I appreciate that. Sure, I'm mad love to Sadie, man. He's the best DJ in the world right now. Like, for real.
Oh Lord.
Don't.
Okay, I'm sorry, dude. I didn't know where I was starting, the minds I was creating. So if she wear you out like today, I'm sorry, man. It was I didn't know the power of what I was getting myself into. All right.
y'all play too much,
man. I'm trying to be saved, and like I didn't even press that.
I pressed a whole nother song.
That song like came on. Like, the song I was going to play was Never Would Have Made It. And, like, that song came on and said, so, like, I don't know how that happened.
So you just going to laugh?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, the spirit is strong, but the flesh is weak, Lord, the flesh. Yeah.
Ooh, let me find out. One time, let me find out.
Oh, Lord.
You're foolish.
But, yeah, so I'm supposed to remind y'all of this week's topic. This week's topic is when children, or because it sounds like a Dateline topic, so I use my Dateline voice. When children are kidnapped, should the parents be blamed? Right here on today's Glitz and Glamour.
He's so silly.
Really?
He is so silly. Really?
That,
people,
you
know what's so funny?
Really?
I'm so crazy. People swear, but that I get high. Like, I'm like, no, this is just me. I'm just this freaking crazy.
Wow. He's so silly. I'm not about to play. Oh, but yeah, so this week's topic, I mean, should the parents be blamed for a child being, or their children or a child, you know, gets kidnapped? Me personally, I don't know why would they be blamed. You know, you can't keep your eyes on your children 24 hours of the day because you have to be a parent and you have to be a wife or a significant other, or you have to be, like, you have other jobs to do. And to be on your child's back like that is just not possible. I wish I could because I have a daughter, so I wish I could, but I can't. And anything can happen, especially nowadays. Because I don't know if y'all been looking at the news, but it is crazy out there. So,
ooh,
I don't know. I just,
I don't know. My opinion on the topic, I would have to say no. I don't know why would someone want to blame a parent because, you know, let's say precious jewel is their children. So, of course, they wouldn't want anything to happen to them or they wish they could protect them all the time and have them stay at home and never grow up, you know, because it's their precious jewel to them. So I would have to say no. No, they are not. No.
All right. Devil's advocate. Bam. It depends on the situation.
Does it really depend?
One,
I think so. You think so? It really depends?
Okay, let's say, for instance, you're in the mall, right? And you got your and your kid is with you. You not leave them at some babysitter or something. Your kid is with you, so therefore you are in charge of supervision of the child. You let your kid just run off in the mall and they get kidnapped. Guess whose fault that is? Yours. Because first of all, you need to have better control of your child. Not let them run and run amok. Yeah, we all of us were kids at some point in time. We just ran off before. But the fact of the matter is, if you're a parent and you allow your child to especially a little kid who they're starting to learn right and wrong, but they still are in that, especially you know they say from ages 2 to 11 is when the kid learns their most because that's when they're being explorative about everything, trying to understand the world. They're going to be trying to run and touch and smell and use all those five senses to get a sense of the world. So you got to watch your child to understand that wait a minute, I can't just let them just run them up. Now, on the flip side of that, let's say you, like you said, you, like I think it's where you were going with it, like you in the school, like you leave your child at school where they're supposed to be safe, and your kid seems to still find a way to get kidnapped. Now that's their fault. That's not true. That's not the parents' fault because while your kid is with them, your child's responsibility is with them. They're supposed to be looking after your child, and if it's not safe, they're not safe. That's not good. Like, your child's getting kidnapped, those people just have better, they should have better checks and balances to make sure who's supposed to be taking care, who's supposed to be taking your child. But nowadays, because now these moms letting they boyfriends or, shoot, not even boyfriends, they person they got that's a side piece picking up their kids, you don't know what to do these days. And the kid like, oh, I know him, that's Johnny. And then Johnny mad at your mama, so now Johnny kidnapped him, and now he's trying to get away. So, hey, it's so many different things with that, man. It's just ridiculous. But it's the same thing, like, why people would say that is that when somebody gets raped, why the person who gets raped got to get blamed for it? Maybe you shouldn't look so sexy, then you wouldn't get raped. Like, what the hell? Like, what kind of sick shit is that? So, that's my take on it. It's a little sample. Something to keep the palate moist. There you go.
Really? The palate moist?
Yes.
I mean, I kind of do agree, in my opinion. I do say it's situation-based to whether the parent is to blame or not. Like how a couple weeks ago in Houston, the 8-month-old baby was kidnapped, you know, because it was in a matter of a hijacking. Like, I know it's, like, really frustrating and time-consuming to have to take your kid out the car, take him in the store to pay for gas, come back out, put the baby back in the car, get the gas. But would you rather spend a few more minutes picking your child up or come back to your car and possibly not seeing your child ever again? So in that situation, I think it is the parent's fault that the child was kidnapped. I mean, not only did you just, you know, leave your baby in the car, you left the baby in the car with keys. How does that make sense?
Well, that's true.
So, I think often, like, you see a lot of little kids, they get kidnapped from, like, playing outside and like in an apartment complex or playing outside at the park. And don't get me wrong, you can look down for 2 seconds and your child can be up and gone. So my thing is,
you know, like when your child is in a busy area and you know you need to pay better attention to your child, so why are you not paying attention to your child? Why are you at the park with your child, all these other people around, or possibly not, and you're not paying attention to what's going on with your child, and somebody walks up and you look up and your child's gone?
They too worried about Kermit the Frog, that's why.
Shut up. And you and a damn frog.
They at the park. You at the park watching your child. You too busy on Instagram seeing what Kermit the Frog got to say for the day. You need to get your life together. But that ain't none of my business.
Get off of this.
That's true.
But in a lot of situations, and there's a lot of women who really have to think about who you take your child around. Because a lot of times it's people who know somebody in the family of the child they kidnap. A lot of times it is, like, whether you want to believe it or not, and like Sadie was saying, you know, Johnny mad at the mama because she don't want to be with him no more, and he just steal your whole child. That shit is not okay. Like, everybody is not worthy of being around your child. I don't care how much you like them, none of that. Like, if you don't see yourself in a long-term relationship with this person, possibly marriage, you don't need to be my damn child. That's
I have a question.
I
don't
know
if we ever asked this on the show before. I think we did. I'm not sure, but if we didn't, when is the right time for somebody to meet your child?
That's a whole other show. It kind of just depends. I mean, some people let you meet them after day number one because they ain't got no babysitter, but, you know.
That's a good question.
Well, let me put this way. Dating, somebody you dating, when is the right time for you to let them meet your child?
Is it the right time? That's a good time. That's a good question. Is it the right time?
Well, you know what? Some people say that you should introduce your child to the person that you show interest in early to determine, you know, if they even click at all, to determine, you know, are you wasting your time with this relationship or are you not? Because why put in all these months and then later on you found out, like, him and your child don't really get along or there's, like, some conflict, and then, you know, of course you're supposed to pick your child over this outsider. Who knows if that actually happens in most situations. But I just have a real-life problem with taking my child around anybody. I can't.
I don't have kids, but I feel this way. I feel if they introduce you so early, if you show them so early, let's say the kid, that if the opposite is the kid, and a person that you got interest in click, and then you and the two of y'all break up prematurely, you know, for everybody really get popping, and now that kid and that person have a connection, now you're going to scar the kid because the kid's so tied to that person. I think that's a problem sometimes, too.
That is a problem. Maybe, like, when you do that initial introduction, when it's early on, maybe it should be something, like, not so formal, like possibly, you know, he happened to have, like, a kid with him and they meet at the park or something like that versus, you know, coming to our intimate setting, like our home, and I introduce you as, like, my boyfriend or something like that. That way it's not as, it's not as sensitive of a relationship. You know, it's, like, more so, oh, okay, I've seen this little girl playing at the park. And I just, because kids naturally make friends with whoever they see walk up to the park, kid-wise. So it's just like, you know, I seen them at the park that day. I like them. That's cool. But if you happen to never see them again, they're not as affected as much as somebody who came to their house, had dinner, played one-on-one video games with me, and I never seen them again.
Yeah. I agree. I think I'm changing my answer there because I guess I'm looking at it from, like, my perspective, like, as me, as a woman, as a mother, like, I'm looking at it that way because, like, I see it all the time, like, when you go to the WIC or food stamp office or the unemployment, like, them, oh, I was almost saying something, I'm so sorry, I caught myself in the time, but, like, different ethnicities, you know, they come in the office and their kids are running around, you know, at the washing period. I mean, we know about them, you know. But at the same time, it's just like, I guess I was just looking at me, at self, in the situation. So once I take self out of it, okay, now I agree with both of you all because it does make sense. And it do depend on the situation. It does depend on the situation. So, you know, it kind of sucks, though, because I think it was just on the news, like, not too long ago with the lady, the man dropped the baby off in a ditch or, like, the bio or something, and he drove off with her car, and then he wound up just leaving the car, like, abandoned the car while she was at the gas station. Because it happened. She left the keys in the ignition, the baby was sleeping in the back seat, and she went in to get, like, I don't know, gum or cigarettes or something, and came out, and just like you say, in 2 seconds, everything was gone. It just so happens, thank God he left the baby, you know, on the side of the street. But who's to say, you know, she never seen her little baby? Because I think the baby was like 8 months, 10 months.
Yeah, the baby was like 8 months.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, that's why I say now I'm thinking in a different aspect of it. Like, you know, yeah, sometimes the parents, yeah, they should be held reliable. They're responsible for that. That's bad.
Trying to reduce the amount of Amber Alerts.
I'm going to open up this line because we got, you know, one of our usual panelists in the building. Boy, Sass, what's good, bro?
What's good, man? How y'all doing, ladies?
Hello.
Y'all talked about so much after I hit the button, but, like, y'all just went off in so many directions. But I wanted to say two things before I got into it. SETI, that wasn't ratchet music. Oh, did you know what ratchet music is? But that wasn't it.
It wasn't.
You said you was gonna play some ratchet music, and then
yeah, see, that
was
the
like,
point. That was the point that kind of make y'all think something was coming up, but it was like gonna be some stuff to make you say, "Oh man, it's not ratchet." I was trying to
turn my phone up. I couldn't turn it up no more.
Yes, I was trying to get some stuff started at Daisy Jobs so she could be like getting mad at everybody and say, "I'm gonna get out mad."
Second of all, I want to congrats to y'all guys for kind of changing the subject up, because the topic is usually sex or relationships, and I love those conversations, but you would like to have these kind of conversations as well, so I'm glad y'all switched it up this week.
Oh, thank you.
But my opinion is I kind of agree on both sides, like it's the parents' fault and it's not. And I'll tell you a story. It just happened like 2 days ago, and you guys touched on it. I was at this fiesta by my house or whatever, and I see this girl parks her car in the front, and she goes to get a key made. You know those little key make luggage places or whatever right in the front? And she leaves her kid in the front seat. Baby is probably not even one. And I had a friend with me, and he walked in the store, but he's looking at me, and I'm kind of just waiting out front because I just seen a little girl get kidnapped on the news, same situation. And I'm just kind of hanging out front just to kind of be a protector. I don't want nothing to happen while this girl who goes to get a key made doesn't even have enough sense to park the car in her sight. She parks it around the side of a building where she can't even see her car and her kid. So in that situation, I do blame her if something was to happen. Like, you're not supposed to do that at all. But on the other hand, if you look it up, a large percentage of kids that are kidnapped by somebody they know, if you look it up.
Man.
So it's not the parents' fault. Like, it's a sick mind of people who kidnap kids in the first place, but you can't blame it on a parent when you're around somebody you know and you trust with your kid. You know what I'm saying? So you really can't blame a parent. Kidnappings are not as dramatic as we see in the movies. You know, like somebody kidnaps your kid. There's a ransom and you got to pay $1 million to get him back. No, it's usually that weird uncle or the cousin or somebody like that. And y'all went off on some subject about meeting when is the right time. And
yeah.
I wanted to pose another question. Because I seen a situation where a friend of mine dated a woman with a kid. And he met the kid right on or whatever, which I think is the right idea. even though you don't want to bring a lot of dudes around your kid, when they separated, I wanted to ask the question, is it right, or is it the woman's, or whoever kid it is it their duty to take into account what they're taking away from that kid in a breakup? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel a certain way, shouldn't you think, well, my kid is attached to this person, I don't want to really do it if there's nothing to it? Because there's some people that break up over little stuff. And if my kid is attached to somebody, I got to think about that as well. I don't want to just break up and I'm doing something to my kid as well. Do you think that's something that people should think about?
It is something that people should think about. But I would say that is situation dependent, depending on, like, your actual reason for breaking up. Like, if it's just something kind of low target, not really that major, then, of course, you could consider your child's feelings about the whole situation if they have an attachment to them. But if it's something like you kicking my ass and stuff like that, little baby just have to get over it.
Yeah. I was thinking not something that serious, but something that can be worked out, and you're really making a decision based on you, like one person, a selfish decision. You're not thinking about the kid. And I think about that a lot, and I had this conversation with a friend. I was basically saying that if you have a kid and you're in a relationship, that's your duty, because if you think about it, there's a lot of people that get in relationships with somebody and they get attached to the kid. And they think about, man, I don't want to leave this girl, or I don't want to leave this dude because of such and such, this kid. When the parent of this kid don't even think about that, you know what I'm saying? They don't think like, oh, I don't want to lose this relationship they have. It's more so selfish.
Okay.
That's the first time I left everybody quiet.
I was thinking on it because that's what I was saying. Like, a lot of times it takes a toll on the kids, and people just know it messes the relationship. And sometimes it might not even be a kidnapping. This kid might it goes back to the topic. Sometimes it might not even be a kidnapping. It might be the kid running away because you took them away from a person that they had a connection with. And it's not necessarily that the person who is being accused of kidnapping was trying to kidnap your child. Like, your child was running to them, and that person might be looking after your child so they can get your child to you, because of the fact that your child has built that trust and knowing that this is a safe person, because of the fact that he's been around your child for so long. Of course, your child's gonna build that mechanism in their head that, oh, this is a safe person for me to be around. And if I'm mad at mama, I'm gonna go run to him or something.
Yeah, that happens as well. A lot of kids run away when a mother brings a new person around. You know what I'm saying? That, like Sadie just said, if you have a kid that gets used to somebody and then you break up with them and bring somebody new that the kid doesn't trust, they're kind of going to rebel against that. Even if it's your husband and y'all got divorced and the kids had to separate, you know what I'm saying? They'll do that in that situation as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Desi and Angela?
What'd you say?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking, and a lot of questions and situations are going through my head, but I don't really know. I mean, I don't want to be with him, and I know that my daughter is attached to him. I mean, I don't. I just, you know, I have another question for that, but just to kind of stay on topic, I guess I have to try. I don't know, because I know I'm going to feel some type of way about him. Because I'm not going to lie. I will feel some type of way about him, unless it was a mutual agreement while we decided to just kind of like, okay, maybe we're just going to be cool friends or whatever, just like don't have any type of relationship with each other. Like, and to bring a child involved kind of goes back to Angela's question. I think what you asked, like, when is the time to bring a person around? Because if you know you talking to the person and you just don't see no future of or any type of foundation with them, why am I even letting you meet my daughter? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's not supposed to happen.
Like, no, you're not gonna come to my house, and you're not gonna meet my daughter, because I don't know if you're here for me or you here for my ass. And I'm just being honest. I don't know what you know, it's because we just started talking. So you ain't about to, get to know me all of that it's only a few months. No, you're not going to do that. Because like you say, you're so much going on, you can't really trust nobody around your children.
Stop bringing the man that's your fuck buddy around your kids all the time. If he ain't somebody, he ain't relationship material, stop bringing him around your kids. He's a fuck buddy for a reason. He has no serious attachment. Quit being, and that is my thought, public service announcement for the day.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, we were just having to talk about that, man. Like, the side, the chick that you use for that, she's not supposed to meet your mama. She's not supposed to come to your basketball games.
Like, they sell basketball games though.
I'm telling you, it happens. I just seen it. My mom just said those words. Don't bring this chick around. Like, it wasn't me, but like, don't bring this girl around me. If that's just the chick you beat, like, don't do that. I don't want to meet her.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That is something. Shout out to Fast Mama one time. That was words from the wise.
My mama hood.
That's what's up.
She like a little scrappy mama.
And my mama's favorite song is Wayne, Steady Mama.
Yep.
Don't bring dudes around y'all. Don't bring dudes around your kids or your parents or whatnot that can't afford gas money and they can't, you know, Eric ain't learn it the hard way. But you know, don't bring people that can't put gas money.
Dudes bring their kids around chicks to get chicks. It's weird how that works.
Yeah.
A woman can't bring her kid to get a dude, but dudes do it all the time. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at my kid.
You know
I'm a good father.
Oh, that is so biased.
A girl can look at a kid, a boy, and say, "Ooh, he got so cute. You gonna get him all when he get up. You gonna be cute. Ooh, you know all that stuff." But a guy cannot say that about a girl. He cannot say nothing cute, nothing like that. Or you know, he gonna be looked at as a pedophile. So see, it's different ways around that. There's so many different things of how you can put that.
Yeah, I mean, like Desi just had something to say, but it's like it's one of those double standards. Like you don't want a woman with a kid, but a woman wants a dude that's like that looks like he's a good father. So when you see a dude with a kid, you automatically assume that, like, because that never happens. You never see a dude with his kid. So that's how chicks look at dudes, and that's how dudes look at chicks.
Interesting.
Really?
It's a double standard.
Know.
You take advantage of your
man with a kid, at least one.
So you can cheat on.
No, so I don't have to have anymore.
Shut up. Hate your life.
Honestly, I don't mind a girl with a kid. That's just me. Now she got like a litter, she saw them like puppies, like a big old litter of puppies. Kids with that, I can't do it. Like, nah, that's too many. Because, you know, eventually, you know, when you start recording her and y'all trying to be serious, whether people want to admit it or not, it could be a mechanism in your head to look out for that child, too. So if they got, like, six kids, you got to help these six kids out. It's not going down. Not with Freddie J, not at all.
Remind me of Don't Be a Nigga in South Central, where I drink your juice in the hood.
She said a whole name.
Well, because that's the name of the movie. Like,
all you got to say is don't be a menace.
Okay, well, I guess.
Yeah, I don't even remember all that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's the baby's fun.
It's funny.
Wow.
Y'all definitely have me going off. Y'all got me all off tangent now. Oh, Lord. All right, well, I guess everybody come to the end of the show. Man, I got any last things y'all want to think?
Yep.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Now, Disney was about to say something, wasn't
she? No.
Oh, she's mad.
Oh, no. Okay, Angela, go ahead and go first.
I'm nervous. What are we talking about?
I'm for me, because I got something to do to Desi. I'm for me, Desi, like, move over there 10 times worse for the show.
That's what they
so challenging.
She better go.
Okay, that's it. I'm getting out right now.
In closing, I just want everybody to watch your children. Just watch your surroundings. That's all. And follow me on Instagram, _sincerelyAngela, exactly how it sounds. Also follow my business page, Closet Karma, KlosetKharma. That's it.
Man, we got to get some guy clothes, man. I'm just saying. I'm like, ready to, like, buy some stuff from them, but I ain't in drag, but I can, like, wear it myself. So, like, when y'all put some guy stuff in there, man.
I got something to say, man. Like, I don't know which one of y'all, like, really listens to my music, but I need
it's
y'all to do that ASAP. I need y'all to do that ASAP.
To your music.
Because
you
I got like sometimes we had topics about like relationships, and like I got songs that like we'll talk about a relationship and then y'all play Boston. I be like, like I like Boston. I like y'all playing my music, but I got some songs that talk about relationships. And also, I got a video coming out this Friday. Y'all probably see some snippets of it probably starting tomorrow or Wednesday. I mean, or Thursday, but I want y'all to check it out Friday and be sure to share it and show your people for me.
Great. That's what's up.
What'd you say?
Is it going to be some twerking in it?
I don't have no twerking music.
You got some dudes that can twerk too, man. You got bitches in the strip club. They twerk to everything in there, huh?
Oh my gosh, really? Okay, look. All right, follow your girl on Instagram and Twitter at dimp7dimp87. And like Angela said, just like try your best to protect your kids. Be careful of who you bring around your family, because family is the most important, especially when it comes to the children. Because they are our future. So, that's about it. I appreciate everyone for listening, and of course, Fance and his mama. Shout out Fance mama one more time. She is gangster, and she have words for the wise. Like, shout out to her for that. I appreciate that. I'll take heed to that.
I'm gonna get her a call in one day.
My advice to everybody is: hide your kids, hide your wife. They because they
good
get
night,
everybody
babe.
Out here. I'm going to play one more last song on the way out here, y'all. All right, Debbie, don't kill me.
Whatever. Oh, wow.
Damn, he has to do it, won't he?
Never left you feeling like this, 'cause I can feel your pain. But if you just could get over this, maybe someone will look to your mind. Girl, I'ma make it better. Now can we dim the light? make a choice that it will be alright.